saved by the Gators. Steal, Chris Moore. Drives to the hole. Chris, good.
Nice play. Way to read that play by Chris Moore. He has continues to play very well in this tournament.
We'll stop our stats, and we'll talk with Chris Moore. We talked to him on the pregame show. You scored more points in these three games in the SEC tournament than you had scored in the regular season in the Southeastern Conference. And as we talked about in the pregame, every basket was critical, crucial at the time. What does it mean for you to be part of an SEC tournament championship?
Man, it means everything, man. Like the feeling, like I said, the feeling before the game was so real. And actually winning is even more thrilling, man. I honestly can't explain the feeling, but I'm so glad my teammates stayed down with me, man. When I was going through my offensive struggles in the regular season, they helped me. They gave me confidence, and I'm so glad I was able to, you know, repay back the favor for them.
The key defensively against this Florida team today in your mind was?
It was definitely a fight on the boards, man. You know, like I said, they're the number two best rebounder team in the country. And, you know, we focus on that for the most part in the game, and I feel like we handled it for the most part of the game.
All right, talk just about the depth of this Auburn team. It's 10 deep now, and everybody, all 10 guys got in, all 10 guys scored. And that's becoming normal for this Auburn ball club right now.
Man, it's scary. It's scary when you got a group of guys that believe in each other, that want to see each other succeed, and, you know, that always want to see somebody go out there and make plays, man. When you got guys that's ready to go in there and just be an instant impact, it's real scary to go against that, man. It's hard to game plan against that.
And it's not over.
It's March, baby. That's all. It's March, baby.
You will find out here in about 2 hours and 10 minutes where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
In the NCAA tournament, you take a great deal of momentum now into March Madness.
Yes, sir. We definitely doing. We're gonna ride as much as we can. We know we're gonna get everybody the best in the tournament. But you know, we're ready. You got a team that's ready and battle tested.
I'm happy for you, Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you all so much.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you,
Chris Moore. Throws it away to Donaldson. Auburn on the break. Ahead. Denver Jones dunks it. Denver Jones scored 11 points all in the second half here this afternoon, and he now joins us on the Regions Bank postgame show. Where were you a year ago at this time?
Man, a year ago, this time last year, man, our season came to an end, first round of our conference tournament. Yeah. So, like, it's a blessing to really be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? We ended up coming out with the championship, and that was the plan since I got here. That was my whole reason why I came here.
What was it like for you this morning when you woke up? That first thought was, hey, playing for a championship here today.
Man, last night, I'm not even going to lie, I couldn't even sleep last night just because I was thinking about the championship game. I was thinking about the ring. I was thinking about everything, man. So this morning, I was just excited to play.
What was the key defensively in this game against this dynamic Florida offense?
Honestly, man, just making it real tough for them, man. We knew that it was going to try and play fast with us, fast break, push the ball. But honestly, we just wanted to make it hard for them, take difficult shots and rebound.
What did it mean to have this big Auburn family,
man,
here today?
It meant a lot, man. That's why I say Auburn family, we got the best fans, man. That's all I can really say, man. We got the best fans in the world.
You found the range in the second half. Offensively, what was the key for you in the second half of play?
Honestly, just being aggressive and just playing with confidence, really. Just trying to make plays. And then, honestly, I just wanted to win.
And you're not done.
Now, are we not done yet?
No.
Job's not finished. Mm-mm.
Congratulations. Enjoy this championship.
Appreciate you.
War Eagle. Donaldson in the backcourt against Aberdeen. Up the floor and across midcourt, maintains the dribble. A minute to go in the championship game. Auburn, 83. Florida, 67. Donaldson through the lane to Cardwell. To the basket with authority.
Unbelievable.
Night. Dylan Cardwell. And we're joined now by Dylan Cardwell, who scored 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists.
Gotta be like
four blocks. That's the total. Congratulations on an SEC tournament championship. Dylan,
yes,
what does it mean?
All glory to God. I was praying the whole game, praying the whole tournament, just for opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's hard to get past that first game, those first game jitters, and you don't have that crowd to back you up. And, you know, it's just tough. So it means the world for me to the fans came out here.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a home game. We're
really
it's Auburn in the North.
Yeah.
This is Nashburn. You know what I'm saying? So, or Auburnville. I don't know. One of the two. But I'm just so grateful for our Auburn family.
We saw this in football when Auburn played up here at Vanderbilt. It was 70% Auburn that day.
Yep.
It was 90% Auburn
yep.
here today.
Yep. You know, it's testament to our fans. You know, this is the program that BP built that our fans travel. And I'm just so thankful to have all these fans behind me, all these fans around me, because we wouldn't be here without their support. You know, I think that the our advantage, you know, kind of rattled them in a sense. And so we wouldn't be here without them.
They get within one early in the second half. They get within one later in the first half. And yet each time you guys were able to respond. We saw that yesterday
yep.
against Mississippi State with your two dunks that,
yep.
that started the run out. What does that say about this ball club?
Auburn
right
basketball.
Now?
Two words, Auburn basketball, Auburn basketball, Auburn basketball. That's
yeah.
it. That's all we play. We don't get rattled by the opponent. We don't get any doubt when other teams go on runs. Because, you know, basketball is a game of runs. We can't control a 20-point lead the whole game. It's unrealistic. But at the end of the day, that we know that when our depth is our strongest suit. And so when we have our depth, you know, we're just not worried about, you know, giving up runs, giving up leads because it's the game
right.
of runs.
Talk about the momentum now that Auburn takes into the NCAA mm-hmm. tournament.
Yeah,
Alan.
Swag. Takes a lot of swag, or yeah. swagger. We realize how good we are, and we're humble as well, and we can't, you know, overlook any opponent.
Right.
But I think what we learned in this tournament is that we take it one game at a time. And when we do that.
Katie Johnson celebrating at the net.
And when we do that, and we take it one game at a time, that's when we're our best basketball team. We didn't look ahead. We didn't look ahead to the championship.
Right.
We didn't look ahead to anything. We just played Auburn basketball.
You and Janai embraced as he was coming off the floor and you were coming out. Just talk about that relationship of
yeah.
you two guys and the force
yeah.
that you have become at the five for
yeah.
Auburn.
So I'm going to be very vulnerable right now. You know, all glory to God. You know, the Lord has really been great to me. You know, last year I struggled with Janai being my teammate. He was playing ahead of me. But I took a humble position this year and really, really tried to be a better teammate just for the betterment of the team. And we didn't start winning until I started to become happy for my teammates.
Yeah.
And that's when me and Janai really became brothers. And we've been best friends ever since the season started. I've been his biggest fan. He's been my biggest fan. And like I said, all glory to God because he's the one who put it on my heart. You know, I can't win without Janai. And Janai can't win without me. And we're the greatest duo in the country.
I can't tell you how happy we are for you and the guys to
yes,
celebrate
sir.
An SEC tournament championship.
Yes, sir. We're not done. We're not done.
And not done indeed.
Yes, sir. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
Yes, sir.
Dylan Cardwell joining us on the Regions
Bank
postgame shows. Auburn fans, get ready to celebrate. Get ready to celebrate. Michalik across midcourt. Auburn's going to dribble away. Count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Auburn Tigers are SEC tournament champions.
You just watched your father's 200th Auburn win
wow.
in the SEC championship game. Congratulations.
Thank you. What a special one. Fourth SEC championship in the last, you know, however many years since we've been here. Second SEC tournament championship. Unbelievable accomplishment. Unbelievable performance by our guys today. After going down at Florida and just getting beat, you
yeah.
know, beat really bad. And our guys really stepped up to the challenge. They were locked into the scouting report. You know, they wanted to play Florida. You know, they really did after what they did to us the first time and try and get a little bit of revenge.
What was the key today, Steven?
Our defense was the key. You know, they scored 67 points. They made 1-3. And we did an unbelievable job of guarding their actions and kind of taking away what they really wanted to do. You know, our guys just did an unbelievable job of just playing hard. You know, they had 13 offensive rebounds, but they missed, you know, 42 shots. So that percentage is way below what they normally get. So our guys did an unbelievable job of playing physically, playing hard. And, you know, we did a great job of sharing it and spreading it out.
And, again, as we saw yesterday, they got within one a couple times in the second half.
Yeah.
But they never got the lead.
Yeah.
You kept taking it out at that point.
No, I mean, when they hit us in the mouth, they came out in the beginning of the second half. We were up 8, and they cut it to 1. And our guys, you know, sat down after the media timeout, and we said, listen, they're going to make runs. They're a really good team. They're, you know, they're a Final Four caliber team. That's how talented we think Florida is. So we knew that they were going to make a run, and our guys did an unbelievable job of responding. That second unit got in there and pushed the lead from 1-8.
Right.
And at that point, you know, Florida just didn't have a whole lot of answers at that point. And our guys just continued to keep that lead right around 10, and then we really – open it up late. We had a really good adjustment in the second half. We went zone in the second half, and we thought that really bothered them because the first 4 minutes of the second half, they were just driving us, attacking us, and playing out of ball screen, and we knew that was where their strength was. So we went to zone. It really bothered them, and they didn't have a whole lot to go up against it.
All right, we're not done yet.
No.
I mean, this is huge. This is a big win for Auburn. It's a historic win for Auburn. But now the NCAA tournament comes up. You will find out in about 2.5 hours your fate in the NCAA tournament right now. Boy, the momentum you have since that loss at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, you take some momentum now into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, you know, we're playing well right now, so we got to continue to do that. We can't let success get us too high because we haven't let failure get us too low all year. So our guys have got to stay locked in, stay engaged, and understand when we guard like we did, you know, against South Carolina, against Mississippi State,
right,
and against Florida, we can beat anybody. And then you put the offense together with that. Obviously, we're a very good team. But we just got to stay hungry. We got to stay humble. Understand, you know, we got to have a chip on our shoulder. If we continue to have a chip on our shoulder, we'll be okay.
Go celebrate with the guys. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you to everybody that came out and obviously watched the game. And please pray for Micah Handelock and his family. Man,
that's tough to watch.
Yeah.
All right.
That was tough. Thank you guys so much.
Steven.
Love you guys. War Eagle.